go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I've got a great episode for you this week. This week, we are going to go probably deeper than I've ever went before into a topic, but it's also going to be short and sweet. You're probably saying, how is that even possible, Steve? Well, you're going to have to listen and find out. So I want to talk about today, there's one question that entrepreneurs should ask themselves before starting a business, and also should ask themselves quite often through the whole process of having a business. It's a question that we often don't take a true, honest look at. And if we're truly passionate about doing something, we need to be. We need to be taking a deep look at this question. That question is, what do I want for my business? What do I want for me within my business? And why does that matter? You're probably saying, Steve, that's three questions, not one, but it's one question with three specific parts. Let me go through those again. What do I want for my business? What do I want for me within my business? And why does it matter? Well, if you answer those three questions honestly and take a really deep plunge into them, you will truly understand why you're doing what you're doing. And on the other end, the more important part is you will clearly define what it is you want to get out of being an entrepreneur, having a business. You need to look at that deeply so that you can make sure that what you're doing and the decisions you're making are satisfying you and are going to head you in the direction that you want to head. Okay, well, you've answered the questions for yourself. So what next? Well, walk the walk. Are you willing to answer all of the key questions and the key decisions within your business looking through the lens you created? Does action X move you closer or further away from what you want? If you look at that and you're making decisions and it's not that clear, then maybe you're not really clear on what you want. Here, I'll give you an example. I'll go into mine for you. This might break it down a little bit clearer. For me, I want freedom. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm an entrepreneur. So what does freedom mean? That can mean a little bit different to other people. For me, it's I want the ability to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, with the people I want to do it with. My business needs to create that for me. The ability to fund that, the ability to have the flexibility to be able to, hey, if I want to take a few days off and go with my family to Florida, we're going to go for a few days to Florida. I want to have the ability to have the systems and people in place that can make that happen so that I'm not tied to any physical location. I'm not necessarily tied to any particular place at any particular time, that if I plan my responsibilities correctly, then I can be able to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, who I want to do it with. You might say, Steve, that sounds unrealistic. Well, no, it's not unrealistic. It requires a lot of work on the back end, though. It requires you getting the systems in place that you need and you getting the partners or staff or whatever that looks like for you, for your business in place and running like a smooth machine so you can actually go away. So here's a question for you. So if you left your business for 2 weeks or even 3 weeks and had nothing to do with it, when you came back, would you have more money than when you left? Or is there a distinct possibility there could be nothing left, that your business could implode? Well, if your business will not survive you being gone a couple of weeks, then you didn't make yourself a business, you made yourself a job. And you really need to take a deep look at exactly how you're doing things and exactly what you've built. Yes, I know, those were harsh words. They were very harsh words. And for some of you, you're probably going to be mad about it. But when you stop and think about it, you'll see that I'm right. So first off, go back, answer that question. What do you want for your business? What do you want for yourself and or your family within your business? And why does it matter? Really stew those three questions in and then clearly define them. And then as you move forward in your business, look through the test, through the lens of those answers. Like for me, it's saying, hey, if I make this decision on this business, is this going to move me closer or further away from the freedom that I desire? Now, sometimes you might move a little bit further away from it to get closer to it. But you realize that. You say, okay, for the next given period of time, I'm going to be more tied to something. But in the end, it's going to help create more of the freedom that I want for me. And that's okay. But you need to answer those questions up front so that you know and you're clear. And you're making clear, concise decisions that are moving you towards what you want and away from what you don't want. Because if you come into a business thinking just because it's, quote, your business, that something's going to be different than when you worked for someone else, unless you set it up to be that way, it's not going to be. Just because you own a business doesn't magically mean you get what you want, especially if you haven't clearly defined it for yourself so that you're not setting things up the right way from the beginning. Now, I would urge you to strongly consider these things and to take the time to dig into it, and not just dig into it with yourself, but also dig into it with your family unit, whatever that looks like. Talk about it with your spouse if you're married, your significant other. If your kids are old enough to have some input, let your kids have some input. Heck, if you want to talk about it with your pups, talk about them. Hey, is there going to be extra cash for McDonald's burgers or whatever, you know? But make sure that you discuss it with your family unit, whatever that looks like, and make sure that everybody's on the same page so that you're all moving forward together. Because while your business needs you, you also need to have your family unit intact and supporting you moving forward. So those questions that are uniquely personal to you, you will definitely have some other input from other forces in your life, whatever those happen to be. And maybe you don't really have any at this point, and it's all about just you and your business. Well, then great. Then make those decisions for yourself, make them clear, and make sure that you set that foundation. So as you move forward, and it's never too late, maybe you're down a path. Maybe you haven't done this. Maybe you're a couple years into a business. Do it now. Take the time. Figure out what it is you want for your business, what it is you want for you or your family within your business, and strongly think about why that matters. Don't wait. Do it now if you haven't done it. Short little episode this week, but if you dig into it, I guarantee you will get some great thoughts out of it and some great action on the outside. Hey, as always, if this was beneficial to you and you think it would benefit someone else, please feel free to share it. Tell them all about the podcast. That's how we get the word out there. This has been the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.